The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. We are quickly approaching the end of 2024, and if you have not purchased an investment property yet this year and it's been one of your goals, I need you to listen very closely. I know many of you live in areas where it's so expensive and investment properties seem impossible. I'm talking about some of the big cities, so LA, New York City, maybe even Seattle, Atlanta, places in Florida, and the list goes on. If you know that where you live is too expensive, I need you to lock in right now. Investing out of state changed my life as somebody living in California. I now invest in Ohio and I'm growing my portfolio. It's something that's possible. You just need the right information and execution. So if that's you, if you want to learn how to invest out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com and there is a free training that'll outline the steps for you and help you understand exactly what it takes. So go to outofstatemoney.com or simply go to the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Can you tell it, for those who may not be familiar with Affirmation Tower, can you just share like the project and the team and just what the vision is for it?
Sure. Affirmation Tower will be the second tallest building in Manhattan, just slightly below Freedom Tower, because we didn't want to trump Freedom Tower. Designed by the world-renowned David Adjaye. He is a Nigerian British architect. I want to get it right, because I called him African-American. He's like, no, I'm not African-American. And he's not. His architecture is beautiful. It will hold the NAACP's national headquarters, New York headquarters. We're hoping to get Al Sharpton's museum, national museum there. There'll be office building, hotels. I think it's two hotels, one luxury hotel and a micro hotel. And a huge skating ring at the top. It would be an icon and beacon for all the world to see. It would be a tourist attraction. And it would have been built by us.
Right.
And that's what we want to see.
Definitely. Is there anything we can do to support? Like, can we write letters to the governor? Like, what's the status of it now? Are you just kind of waiting for the RFP to be looked at again?
So the RFP was out. We proposed. We did a presentation. And then December of 2021, it was she ended the RFP. Well, she didn't. What's it called? ESD rescinded the RFP because they said they wanted to have affordable housing. This is not a location for housing.
Right.
There's no train. There's no, you know, retail. It's not a lot in that area. It's a huge convention center.
Right.
So we're waiting for that to happen. We're waiting for the RFP to come out. And we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Awesome. Awesome. Can we talk about, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, as far as help, it's really getting the word out.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to do a groundswell, like Black Lives Matter, how that movement just grew. We need to do the same thing about Black economics. We need to do the same thing. We need to hold our politicians accountable, all of our leaders, religious leaders, everything. We need to hold everyone accountable on that and not let it go. Definitely. Not till things change.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, it will definitely be a monumental project, and I'm really hoping and believing that it'll go through, and, you know, maybe we'll come back again and talk about what you all were able to do. So I'm excited and looking forward to seeing it come to life.
Me too. It's gonna happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I heard it here. Cheryl, I also wanted to talk about the JFK project. Turner 1. Can you share some more about that?
Sure. Yeah, we have been blessed to work on some of the most iconic projects in New York City. And JFK is definitely one of them. So JFK Terminal 1 is probably the first public-private partnership project that New York City through the Port Authority is doing. Mm-hmm. And it started off with Carlyle Group, Magic Johnson Enterprises, mm-hmm. and Loop Capital. Loop is an investment bank, a Black investment banking company out of Chicago and New York. Mm-hmm. And so what they are doing is demolishing the existing Terminal 1 and building a new state-of-the-art terminal, which is going to cost about, the whole project's about $9.5 billion.
Wow.
It's the largest airport project happening in the country. And so, you know, this goes back to what happens when we're owners. Magic Johnson and Loop Capital, Jim Reynolds, who's the president of Loop Capital, they said, Cheryl, we want you a part of this project, because we know if we get you in as project manager, we can count on you to make sure that we have MWBE through this entire project. And that's exactly how it happened. And so we are the program managers for that project. We have responsibility to oversee design, construction, and the MWBE program, which is massive if you think about $9.5 billion.
Yeah.
We have been working on this project for 3.5 years, and it just got started in May.
Wow.
Just red tape, mm-hmm. you know, dealing with state, city, and local agencies in New York. It's overwhelming, to say the least. You know, there were periods of time that we didn't think that this project was going to go ahead. In that process of the 3 years to get it to the point where, you know, we could go to closing and actually have all the funding in place to complete the project, Carlyle decided to sell their ownership to a Spanish company called Ferrovial. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of changed the flavor of things. But Carlyle still owns a portion of the project, but Ferrovial owns the majority of the project. But it's moving ahead,
yeah.
You know. It took deep pockets.
It sounds like
deep
it.
Deep pockets to get that going.
Yeah.
You know, other projects of ours are LaGuardia Airport Central Terminal. We did the entire MWBE program there. That was probably $4.5 billion. Next to it is the Delta Terminal, which is even larger. So we're actually providing construction management services for Delta.
Wow.
And now we're working with Delta out at JFK Terminal 4. We are the independent engineer for the MTA. And that is the transit system for the city of New York. It's the largest transit system in the Western Hemisphere. We oversee their capital program, and we've been doing that for 14 years.
Wow.
And so that capital program right now is $54 billion for a, I think it's a 5-year period. So it's a lot of work, a lot of capital work. I mean, under it, they're doing East Side Access, which is, you know, access from Manhattan to Queens, the 7th Avenue extension, the 2nd Avenue subway, because, you know, 2nd Avenue, they extended the subway north.
Wow.
And now they're going to, I think it's up to 96th Street. Now they're looking to extend it up to Harlem, which, you know, south, because you're from New York, 2nd Avenue really needed that type of transportation. Let's see, we were finishing up right now a $1 billion hospital in Coney Island called Coney Island Hospital. We've done Harlem Hospital, which was beautiful. Harlem Hospital was amazing because we took the murals, and they're now on the outside of the building. It's an amazing project. Manhattanville, Columbia, Manhattanville, that was a $10 billion program over 10 years. And these projects, you know, we used to just call them mega projects, but now they're ultra mega projects. We're pursuing the tunnel between New York and New Jersey.
Wow.
That's about anywhere between 16 and 20 billion. The RFP is calling for 300 people from a consultant for 18 years. So we've teamed with two international firms. And so we have a 50-50 shot there because there are only two teams out there. And so we're pursuing that project. And I tell everyone, that's my swan song. It's when I'm handing this baton over.
Yeah.
Yes. Very exciting. That project should have been completed.
Mm-hmm.
Christie stopped that tunnel probably 10 years ago, and it would have been in place by now. But it's critical infrastructure. I mean, like, the tunnel is crumbling. And so, you know, if we don't handle that soon, I'm afraid New York and New Jersey won't be connected through a tunnel.
Yikes.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.